You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In Tamaki Makaurau, 500 to 1,000 bikes are reported stolen each year. However, it's estimated that the actual number is between 25,000 and 5,000. Sorry, 2,500 and 5,000. You can tell that I don't take maths at university. 7% of people who have a bike stolen don't replace it and stop riding altogether. And bike theft becomes a financial barrier to choosing to bike. Bike Auckland is an advocacy group who are working to create a better city for people on bikes. They're wanting to reduce barriers that stop people riding bikes so people can keep using their bikes for the planet, for climate change, for safe, livable cities, and for mental health and physical health. Bike Auckland have recently partnered with Project 529 to tackle bike theft with the launch of a new bike registration and recovery system called 529 Garage. I caught up with Gabrielle Garty, who is on the leadership team with Bike Auckland, and we spoke about bike theft in the city and what this initiative of 529 Garage might do to reduce it. Here we are now.
So let's begin perhaps talking about bike theft in Auckland. I understand the rates are quite high. Could you maybe speak to some numbers of bike theft rates and why they're so high in Auckland?
First of all, thanks, Francis. There's 10 bikes a week stolen in Auckland across the city, and that adds up to 5,000 bikes a year. It's quite a big number when you think about it. It's a few million dollars worth of bikes being stolen every year. Why are they being stolen? They're quite mobile, so they can be rolled away and sold pretty easily. And sometimes they're not locked very well as well, and that's a factor. So cable locks are really soft and easy to snip through, whereas D-locks and chain locks and those linking kind of metal locks are the stronger types. So that's how many and why they're being stolen.
And do they tend to just get sold on sort of Trademan Facebook marketplace once they're stolen?
Some definitely do get sold online, and that's one avenue. We are hoping that over time sites like Trademe get even stronger around their security, the kind of checking of bikes. 529 is a great solution for that, and I know we'll come to explaining what 529 is in a minute. But any way to identify that a bike belongs to a particular person is really helpful for online sales marketplaces. But bikes are also sold on the black market, right? So from kind of networks of people.
Do you think that people are put off getting a bike because of the high chance it might be stolen?
I think definitely that's the case. And we know that 7% of people who have their bike stolen never get another bike. So that's telling you that, you know, quite a number of people are really off put. And if you have your bike stolen, a huge number of those people will be very careful about where they put their bike in the future. They'll never want to leave it outside because they know what it's like to lose what's sort of an increasingly important form of transport for them. It's also like when you think about how many people are wanting to buy a bike, ride a bike more, use them for day-to-day, everyday travel, it's a really important thing that we do focus on. Number one comes lanes and safe infrastructure for people on bikes. Number two comes kind of that safety and laws that protect bike riders. But number three is actually theft and theft prevention, because that's a really key part of getting people confident around using their bike. As we know, bikes are climate action, right? You don't use any petrol. You use hardly any power, even if it's an e-bike. And you certainly don't take up much of the road at all. So it's a congestion buster too. So we want more people on bikes. We think that's a great way to transform the city.
So tell me a little bit about what 529 Garage is and what that might do to encourage people to get on their bikes a little more in the city.
Thanks, Francis. 529 Garage is a website and an app. It is a registry database where you, as an owner, you go in and you plug in your contact details. So normally just an email address. You can add your phone if you're comfortable to. And then you link that to your bike. So every bike has a unique serial number. That is really important to put on your 529 kind of details. And 529 also has a what we call a shield. It's like a little yellow and black sticker that you can put on the up pole on your bike, the seat post, and then that is a visual deterrent to thieves because they can see that it's been registered. But also it's got a unique identifying number on it as well, so that links back to your particular bike. The other way we're doing it is we're talking to bike stores. So when a bike store sells a bike, that's a perfect opportunity to register that bike to its owner because there is a new owner. And so we're encouraging bike stores to jump on board with this initiative as well. We'd love it to be a national initiative, and it's looking like it could well be. So the Christchurch City Council is engaged and working on 529. The Wellington Cycle Wellington is registering bikes too, as well as Bike Auckland. And we have some bike stores on board as well. So Electric Bike Team selling e-bikes just behind K Road was our first bike store on board. And we're developing others now.
And I believe that this started overseas and has been sort of picked up by you guys. Is that correct? And are you able to tell me the success of how that's gone overseas?
Sure, absolutely. So it has been created by an American entrepreneur called Jay Allard. Jay was the creator of the Microsoft Xbox. So he's got a really great technical kind of understanding of what sort of app would work. And when he got his bike stolen, he turned his mind to the problem and came up with 529 Garage. So 529 are the hours of 5 p.m. to 9 a.m. So it's what you do after work. That's where the name came from. There's over 2 million bikes registered on the database in North America now. We are aiming for a few thousand this summer to be registered in New Zealand, and we're well on our way to achieving that. The other question you asked me there was how successful has it been? In Vancouver, which is British Columbia, so Canada, they have been a real model of success for 529. So they have reduced their bike theft by 20% year on year for a number of years. Now, how do they do that? It's not just having an app and registering your bike on it. That is a critical part of it. But it's also having the police engaged and searching the database so that when they find a stolen bike or an abandoned bike, they can see if there's a true owner registered to it. There's the bike stores registering bikes or realizing if a bike is brought in for maintenance that it might be a stolen bike because it's been registered to some other person on 529. And then lastly, the concept of locking your bike safer is really important part of reducing bike theft. So like I said, cable locks, you can just cut through them, you know, in a flash if you've got even a small bolt cutter. But D-locks in particular and the kind of folding metal locks and certain chain locks are actually pretty hard to cut. And so we are really encouraging people to upgrade their locks and to lock the frames properly to something that can't be, you know, broken easily.
It sounds fantastic in theory. I'm just thinking, how many people do you need to register their bikes to build up this database for it to really work?
Yeah, I mean, we want anyone who owns a bike will benefit from this. A third of bikes are stolen out of garages, which a lot of people don't realize. So a third of bikes are stolen out of your garage at home, and they're hardly ever locked at home. So everyone can benefit from being registered on 529 because those bikes do get stolen. And you know, it is our kind of mission to make sure that when bikes get stolen, we do start to see bikes recovered and returned to their owners. There's millions of bikes in New Zealand. Like there's almost a bike per person in New Zealand. So that's the aim. We want every bike to be registered.
Okay. So where can people go to register their bikes with 529? And then do they sort of receive that sticker in the post? Is that how it works?
Yes, that is how it works. So we are currently rolling this out as a proof of concept. And at the moment, if you do want to register, you email 529 at bikeauckland.org.nz, and we pick up and send you a shield. There's another way to do it as well. So there's a website, 529garage.co.nz. So that will get you to us as well.
That was Gabrielle Gatti from Bike Auckland speaking with me about bike theft and how 529 Garage is hoping to mitigate that. If you are interested in getting your bike registered with 529, as Gabrielle just said, you can head to 529, or you can send an email to 529@bikeauckland.org.nz. You can head to www.529garage.co.nz or find the app by searching 529 Garage. We'll also pop those details up on the podcast page after the show, just in case you missed that. Gabrielle also told me after we finished that interview that Auckland Transport sometimes do a bike lock amnesty program where they swap cable locks for decent, good quality D-locks for free. So keep an eye out for that. Hopefully that'll be happening sometime again soon. Stay safe out there, all you cyclists.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.